A sign for evil stuff has appeared above the gift shop for VillainCon Minion Blast at Universal Studios. You may have seen the sign before, though. It used to be above the office of Bob Chapek.
All right, Thursday night, open a beer. Disney March Madness is final to hear.
Then, Ohana Bread Pudding against the Pongu Pongu Olympia. What do you think there?
I mean, they're both sweet things with fruit.
Sanaa versus the ooey, gooey, toffee, cake. The sweet versus savory, let's make it happen. Nick.
We're gonna have the Cobb salad in the Hollywood Brown Derby, and that's going up against the Cheshire Cat Tail.
I mean, they both have cats.
Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from the Disney theme parks around the world. Before we get to the latest, of course, first I want to remark that today is the last day of the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration, the end of the world's most magical celebration, which we've been a part of for 18 months now. I sincerely want to thank all of you for following along with us through all of it, what there was of it. We appreciate that. And a quick note that this Sunday, we're having a special fundraiser event for WDWNT.com. It's our spring cleaning auction. And among the items available from my personal collection, we have some 50th anniversary items that we're clearing out. They're on either side of the desk here. And bidding is open now at auction.wdwnt.com. I will personally be hosting the auction live on this channel. That is Sunday, April 2nd at noon Eastern. We will start over 300 items from my personal collection and just some stuff we've had, some stuff we bought for photographs for the website, so you guys could see nice, pretty pictures of merchandise before you buy it, stuff like that. And the end goal being to raise some money for the company so we can upgrade some equipment, buy some new equipment, and things of that sort. So it's a great way to support all this content and take home some pretty rare Disney Parks merchandise. So again, auction.wdwnt.com. You can bid now in advance, and noon, again, right here on this channel, there'll be a special live broadcast where we, go through all the auctions, and they'll all start ending at noon on Sunday. So join us for that. Here now the news for March 31st, 2023. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, formerly the Reedy Creek Improvement District when it used to be controlled by Disney, now seems to be preparing for a huge legal battle with Walt Disney World. The new board members of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, who were appointed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, met earlier this week to discuss the legal challenges to the old board's agreements with Disney that give it control over Reedy Creek property. Bob Hazen, reporter for West 2 News Orlando, has given an inside look at the meeting. It is being said that lawyers were hired to challenge agreements Reedy Creek's old board approved right before DeSantis' new board took over. One of the important agreements includes the developer agreement, which outlines Disney's rights over the district property for the next 30 years, regardless of what the new board says. These agreements are being called unusual and suspect by the district's legal counsel. They argued that they just found out these meetings were all recently approved in public meetings over the past few months. They were most likely put in place as an insurance policy for Disney. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District argued that the aforementioned agreements are unlawful and should not have been allowed. The administrator, John Klass, sat in on the meeting. He was the administrator of Reedy Creek prior to the shakeup and remains in the same position. He has not yet been asked about the agreements. Ron Perry, who is one of the new board members, argued that the agreements have stripped the board of all of the power and made Disney the government. He asked that the board fight this. The special counsel indicated that the Tourism Oversight District should hire more law firms to take on Disney so that everyone has an even chance. They suggested using firms with a deeper bench, meaning firms that have a strong team of lawyers. Martin Garcia, the board chair, discussed how powerful and rich Disney is and how they would need to take an adversarial position against the company. He also suggested that they take this case to the Supreme Court in protected litigation against Disney. The district ultimately decided to hire more outside firms to wage the fight against the Walt Disney Company. Man, in light of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District's desire to lawyer up against Disney, we personally looked over the Declaration of Restrictive Covenants and the Developers Agreement from the February 8th Reedy Creek meeting. And with the Florida state government taking control of the district imminently, a meeting was held to finalize agreements between the Reedy Creek Improvement District and Disney. And now the new board is accusing Disney again of overreach with the terms that were settled upon. The term length for the declaration was set for perpetuity, but a clause was included as a redundancy that would keep the declaration in effect until 21 years after the last currently living descendant of King Charles III passes away. Quote, this declaration shall continue in effect until 21 years after the death of the last survivor of the descendants of King Charles III, King of England, living as of the date of this declaration. This section of the contract comes directly from the Royal Lives Clause. This is a contract clause which provides that a certain right must be exercised within the lifetime plus 21 years of the last living descendant of a British monarch who happens to be alive during the time that the contract is made. There's also another safeguard. For as long as Disney owns property within 10 miles of the Reedy Creek Improvement District, the agreement will stand in force. Quote, notwithstanding the foregoing or anything to the contrary herein, this declaration will terminate as of the date that none of the WDPR or any of its affiliates or their respective successor entities owns any real estate property within 10 miles of the RCID properties. Another part of the restrictive covenant states that the changes to RCID property are subject to WDPR's prior review and comment. The district may not use any Disney name, copyright, symbol, or intellectual property owned or created by Disney as well. Disney released a statement after all of this came to light, all of this drama, when the board accused them of, this misuse or overreach. And this Disney statement goes as follows. All agreements signed between Disney and the district were appropriate and were discussed and approved in open, noticed public forums in compliance with Florida government in the Sunshine Law. Then the executive office of the governor reached out to us at WWNT after we posted all these stories with a statement from communication director Taryn Fensk. Quote, the executive office of the governor is aware of Disney's last-ditch efforts to execute contracts just before ratifying the new law that transfers rights and authorities from the former Reedy Creek Improvement District to Disney. An initial review suggests these agreements may have significant legal infirmities that would render the contracts void as a matter of law. We are pleased the new governor-appointed board retained multiple financial and legal firms to conduct audits and investigate Disney's past behavior. Meanwhile, Florida Politics reports that Attorney General Ashley Moody's Chief of Staff, James Percival, sent a records request to the Reedy Creek Improvement District this week, asking for information on emails, text messages, and other correspondence between district employees and board members about the agreement. The full request reads as follows. Please provide copies of all emails, text messages, and other correspondence from or to employees, board members, or other affiliates of the Reedy Creek Improvement District regarding the topic. Documents discussing agreements, covenants, or similar documents approved or considered by the Board of Supervisors on February 8, 2023. Please limit your search to documents discussing an intention or goal of circumventing, avoiding, frustrating, mitigating, or otherwise attempting to avoid the effects of anticipated actions by the Florida governor and Florida legislature. If you believe that individuals no longer affiliated with the Reedy Creek Improvement District may possess responsive public records that are not in your custody or control, please advise how the Attorney General Office may be of assistance. I ask that this request be expedited to the maximum extent possible, and Percival and Moody's spokesperson did not respond to questions from Florida Politics on whether Moody is launching an official investigation, but RCID Administrator John Class did not respond either. Ron DeSantis said during a book tour event in Smyrna, Georgia on Thursday, quote, there's a lot of little back and forths going on now with the state taking control, but rest assured, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's more to come in that regard. They basically got everything they wanted for the many decades they've been operating in Florida until now, because now there's a new sheriff in town. Again, DeSantis said that on Thursday, repeating the new sheriff in town phrase he used when he signed the Reedy Creek takeover bill into law. We got to stop and talk about this for a second. This is spectacular. This is, oh man. This is what happens when you vindictively go after an entity like the Walt Disney Company. You know, Disney Legal, Disney Company, they have the ability to be real underhanded in these kind of endeavors. We've seen it personally on, you know, in dealing with them ourselves here at WDWNT on many occasions. There were lots of things. I don't know why this wasn't expected. I can't believe that public meetings were held where no one from the state of Florida, the legislature, or the new board was aware of any of this. That's a, I mean, speaking of oversight, right? I mean, but this is pretty spectacular. And I kind of hope it goes to the Supreme Court because I really want to see this. I want to see this showdown between Disney and the state of Florida. But of course Disney's going to fight back, right? It was kind of weird, right? It was kind of weird how Disney was just like, whatever the board wants, it's fine. Because all the time they knew. All the time they knew that they had outmaneuvered them, right? And it wasn't done in secret. It was done in public. It was done in wide open. Disney's not wrong in that case. You know, that's... In this kind of situation, you have to do your due diligence, right? If you're on the other side of this, and it seems like they didn't. And they're catching it kind of late, and now they're kind of like, oh, no, I'm glad the board was watching, blah, blah. They weren't, though. This was caught way after the fact. This should have been caught a lot earlier, it would seem. At least, I don't, you know, this is not my realm of expertise, but as a bystander, someone who has to cover this as it falls into our breadth of coverage, you know, I would think this is a horrible misstep. And I'm very curious who's in the right. I'm curious what will stand. Does Disney get to hold on? Because, I mean, it was done in the open. And or is the state of Florida going to be able to wrestle this from them? We will have to wait and see. But it is, get your popcorn ready because this is getting real interesting. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. Stefan Mikes, a live performer known for his sitar performances as Chakranati at Disney's Animal Kingdom, has suffered a medical emergency requiring quintuple bypass surgery. His family created a GoFundMe campaign to help bolster finances regarding the musician's medical expenses and lost income during healing. Quintuple bypass surgery is a surgical procedure performed to treat blocked coronary arteries. The coronary arteries are the blood vessels that provide the heart with its own blood supply. And when these arteries become blocked, a person becomes afflicted with a condition known as coronary artery disease. It's possible to have one or more arteries blocked in this manner, which can pose a significant risk to the heart. When someone requires a quintuple bypass, it means they have five blocked arteries. Stephen has started his recovery from the 18-day hospital stay, 14 of which were spent in the ICU. His recovery time will depend on how long his sternum bone takes to heal. The family estimates this to take between 6 and 8 weeks. Stefan Mikes' musical ability ranges from performing classical Indian ragas and meditation or relaxation music to rock and reggae classics. His original compositions include the pieces he created specifically for his live performances at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Chakranati's performances occurred in the Anandapur Village at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. Disney describes the experience to guests as a way to discover exotic tunes that would become increasingly mesmerizing. Disney also claimed guests would feel as if they were transported to a new place through the sounds of charming Indian instruments. You can find the link to this GoFundMe on our website. Of course, cast members are the magic. We believe that. And if you've ever enjoyed one of these performances, why not donate a few bucks to help with this this great cause? Tremendous performer, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Run Disney has released a first look at the 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend Mickey and Friends race themes. Here are the themes and registration prices. The Walt Disney World 5K is Pluto themed. It's $107.99. The Walt Disney World 10K is Chip and Dale, $150.99. The Walt Disney World Half Marathon is Donald and Daisy Duck. It's $218.99. And the Walt Disney World Marathon is Mickey and Minnie Mouse for $221 even. The Goofy's Race and a Half Challenge, obviously themed to Goofy, is $432, and the Dopey Challenge, which is all of them, is $672. Runners can also participate in the Run Disney Coast to Coast Race Challenge, which means running select races at the 2024 Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend and the 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend. These runners will get a special Coast to Coast medal. You can read more about that on their website. The 2024 Disneyland Half Marathon Weekend is already sold out. It's the first Run Disney event at the Disneyland Resort since 2017. That weekend is January 11th to the 14th. You can read more details on our website. The 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend will be January 3rd to the 7th. Runners can also participate in the virtual 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend with registration ranging from $85 to $511.99. Here are the registration dates. The Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend at Walt Disney World Resort for Club Run Disney Gold and Platinum members is April 4th. General registration, April 11th. And virtual Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend general registration on April 14th. Today's episode of News Today is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. You could save around 50% off a Disney Vacation Club contract when you purchase it through DVC Resale Market. Currently, they have their red hot deals going on, which is 10% lower than market value. Prices are what they were 4 to 5 years ago, and this is a buyer's market, so we suggest taking advantage of this offer right now. All of their employees are also previous cast members, so you'll get that Disney service and experience, and it's the best way to purchase a DVC contract if you want to save thousands of dollars. Click the link in our description for more details on the DVC resale market. Walt Disney World guests are shoving their coins and change into a display case in the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind queue instead of tossing them into a wishing well or, you know, keeping it. Twitter user GrantSmith2000 shared a video with us of a display case holding a model of the Milano in the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind queue, and a pile of coins visible just behind the glass is there, apparently from guests pushing them through a tiny space next to the display case's locked door. Some coins have even rolled further into the case, almost under the Milano model. This is the latest case of vandalism in Disney parks queues. We've been seeing this a lot in the U.S. parks as of late. This is why. People just bored. I don't know. It's weird. Walt Disney World cast member unions have officially approved the pay increase proposal that was put forth last week to the six unions collectively bargaining as the Services Trades Council Union. The results were announced on the union's Facebook page. More than 12,500 cast members voted in the poll, and 97% voted to approve the measure. It's nearly the same as the 96% who rejected the previous last, best, and final offer from Disney in February, which turned out to not be any of those. STCU President Matt Hollis said in the Facebook Live video, "Today, Disney workers voted yes to a living wage now. Disney workers voted for record wage increases. Disney workers voted yes to a safer and more diverse workplace. And Disney workers voted yes to paid child bonding." Hollis also went forward with informing the company of their approval and asked them to begin processing back pay checks immediately. Quote, "It has been 542 days since cast members last raised," said Hollis, "and it has been 217 long days since we began this round of bargaining. And today we are proud to close this chapter knowing that thousands of cast members will soon begin receiving their back pay and hourly increases they need." Walt Disney World President Jeff Valle issued a statement with the union's announcement. "Our cast members have always been at the heart of the Walt Disney World experience, and we are thrilled that with the support of the union, they have overwhelmingly approved this new five-year agreement that significantly increases wages, alongside our leading benefits program that includes affordable medical coverage and more. Frontline cast members also have access to 100% paid tuition for higher education through the Disney Aspire program." And we, of course, here at WWNT are very happy that we get to go to the parks and know that the cast members are now making a living wage. It certainly makes it easier to experience the parks happily, knowing that the people that work there can make magic and also afford to live. For the absolute latest on these stories and all that didn't make it into today's show, be sure to check WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all of our WIGS members who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow. And I am, I am out of here, folks. I'm going to see you all in a couple weeks. I know Eric and I think Alessa are going to be filling in the meantime. Please be kind to them. Don't be rude because I'm gone. And I look forward to seeing you all in a few weeks when I return.